They stood by the river in the starlight. Montag saw the luminous dial of his waterproof watch. 5 o'clock in the morning. Another year ticked by in a single hour, and dawn waiting beyond the far bank of the river. "Why do you trust me?" said Montag. A man moved in the darkness. "The look of you's enough. You haven't seen yourself in the mirror lately. Beyond that, the city has never cared so much about us to bother with an elaborate chase like this to find us. A few crackpots with verses in their heads can't touch them, and they know it, and we know it. Everyone knows it. So long as the vast population doesn't wander about quoting the Magna Carta and the Constitution, it's all right. The firemen were enough to check that now and then. No, the cities don't bother us, and you look like hell." They moved along the bank of the river, going south. Montag tried to see the men's faces, the old faces he remembered from the firelight, lined and tired. He was looking for a brightness, a resolve, a triumph over tomorrow that hardly seemed to be there. Perhaps he had expected their faces to burn and glitter with the knowledge they carried, to glow as lanterns glow with the light in them. But all the light had come from the campfire, and these men had seemed no different than any others who had run a long race, searched a long search, seen good things destroyed, and now very late were gathered to wait for the end of the party and the blowing out of the lamps. They weren't at all certain that the things they carried in their heads might make every future dawn glow with their purer light. They were sure of nothing save that the books were unfiled behind their quiet eyes. The books were waiting with their pages uncut for the customers who might come by in later years, some with clean and some with dirty fingers. Montag squinted from one face to another as they walked. "Don't judge a book by its cover," someone said, and they all laughed quietly, moving downstream.